How do you build a high-performance team? That's the question that all leaders grapple with. The challenge in today's environment is that you're told to pull this off on a shoestring budget and that you have to exceed previous year's production. It's an impossible task. Here's how this show helps. Every week, we're going to feature executive and senior leaders from HR, IT, and sales, and they're going to share their best practices and playbooks so you can empower your managers to build great teams. We are Engaging Leadership, and now, here's the show. Hey again, this is your friendly neighborhood talent strategy nerd, Dr. Jim, and I am recording live from Transform 2024 at the Wynn Resort in Las Vegas, and we are continuing our trend of busting some HR and leadership myths. And to help us with that, we have JD Peterson, who is the CEO of Mapison and the best hair in the business, obviously, hanging out with us to help us out with that. JD, welcome.
There you go. Thank you. Great to be here with you. Great to be at Transform.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to this conversation, but I think it's going to be important for you to share a little bit more about your story and the work that you're doing at Mapison to get the listeners up to speed on who you are and what you're about.
Yeah, great question. So I'm a longtime Silicon Valley startup tech kind of guy, a lot of roles, a lot of different companies. In 2017 is when I really fell into HR tech. I won't mention the company that I worked for at that time, but worked at a different company, really fell in love, which is people and culture, all the things going on in that market. And that's really where I first fell in love and found the DEI space and realized, wow, I could use a lot of my power and privilege to help people. So I'm taking that to I'm really putting my money and my time where my mouth is on that point by coming to Mapison, where I lead Mapison. We are a DEI focused technology startup.
It's interesting that you are in the space that you're in, because when you look at the broader world of work, and especially some of the who's who of big time CEOs all over the place, they don't have great things to say about DEIB. And in fact, some of them have come out and said that it's a complete waste of time. So how do you respond to those folks?
First and foremost, I think most of the time when people have that opinion or they come from that point of view, it's from a lack of understanding that they actually don't understand what DEI truly is and what we're actually talking about. I also think just the term DEI, I've had a bunch of interesting conversations about this here at Transform. I don't know if we need a rebrand, if that's the way to put it, but just the term DEI, I think, has become so politicized that people just want to run from it. They're afraid to get in there. But when you get underneath it, you actually talk and break down the principles of people that we're talking about fairness, equality, we're helping boost business performance. It's hard for people to really argue with the underlying things that we're trying to accomplish through DEI.
I totally agree with you when we're talking about the underlying principles. I'm in the doesn't need a rebrand camp from a philosophical perspective, you're not going to please everybody. Say what you believe and what you stand for out loud with your whole chest, as the kids say, and do that. And if people will fall on either side. So you're not here to help appease everybody. But that's just my point of view. And there's room for a debate on all sides of that.
Totally. And another thing I would definitely say to answer your question is that fear is, I think, what's driving a lot of people. The reality, as you said, a lot of other CEOs and tech leaders, I think we know, unfortunately, that most of them, frankly, look like me. They're probably mostly white men and that sort of thing. And I think there's a lot of fear, right? Are people coming for my job? Are people coming to take something away from me? There's just a lot of that fear out there too. And when people operate from a place of fear, they just want to avoid it. They want to get away from it.
That's a fair point. All right. You ready to bust some myths?
Let's try.
All week we've been talking to executive and senior leaders at Transform about the things from a leadership or HR perspective that drive them nuts. So what's the leadership or HR myth that annoys the hell out of you and you wish would just die?
Surprisingly, I think people are still hanging on to this myth that, well, I'll go right off leadership, that leaders are born, not made. That you have to have a certain amount of natural ability or natural leadership to ultimately play a leadership role. And I bring this one up because I actually used to believe that. And I actually thought a lot of my own foray into leadership was because I had some natural ability or something like that. When the reality is, I'm learning every single day and it's an ongoing practice. And yeah, I think, and some of the best in some of the startups I've been at, some of the best leaders I've ever been around had to work to get there. It took them a long time to even step into any sort of leadership role. But once they did, wow, they could thrive. And I've seen that more than once.
It's an interesting perspective that you bring forward. I think one of the things that stood out about what you just mentioned was that you were in that camp where you believed that they were born, not made. And you could see a lot of that in sales organizations too. Great sellers are born, not made.
Yep.
And that's a myth as well. But you realize that wasn't true. What was it that triggered that shift in mindset?
Probably some of my own failures, quite frankly. I think, again, having I got into leadership probably fairly early in my career. And again, I thought I was always leading, whether it was in school organizations or friends or things. So I thought, even again, in my own situation, this must just ultimately be a thing that some people have and some people don't. And I think what started to open my eyes to it first was just some of my own failings. Like, I haven't always been successful in everything I've done in leadership. And I think having to face those and realize, wow, I have a lot to learn. There's actually a lot of skills you have to acquire and practice to truly be good at this. And then, like I said before, seeing other folks absolutely excel at leadership, they didn't start that way. And it wasn't because they brought, I mean, maybe they certainly had certain natural abilities, but they worked at it and they put in the work and they put in the time, they put in the practice, and that led to great results. So seeing that firsthand and also coming to terms with some of my own failures and seeing how I had to work at it and learn to get better, I think that's where it comes from.
Appreciate you sharing your insights and hanging out with us. We're just scratching the surface of this conversation.
Yeah.
So if people want to continue the discussion, what's the best way for them to get in touch with
you? Yeah, you can find me on all the social medias, JD Peterson. It's JD underscore Peterson is on Twitter. You can find me on LinkedIn, JD Peterson, CEO Matheson. Those are always great places. Shoot me an email too, JD@Matheson.io. You can always reach me there as well.
Thanks for hanging out with us.
Absolutely. Always a pleasure.
We busted a myth. Thanks for your help. And tune in next time where we'll have another myth that gets busted.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Engaging Leadership. We hope you liked the conversation. Don't forget to continue supporting us by joining the HR Impact community. You can find our community at www.engagerocket.co/HR Impact. Tune in next time where we'll have another leader joining us and sharing with us the game-changing insights that help them build high-performing teams.